Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
The National Obsession with John Cadogan and Charlie Baker.
Yes, you're listening to The National Obsession, a National League football podcast with me, Charlie Baker, and John Cadogan, both live and direct from Dover FC. From Crabble, John.
From Crabble.
Not the Crabble, John.
Crabble, as we found
from
out.
From Crabble.
I must apologise. I've always called it the Crabble.
We don't say the Plainmoor, do we, John?
No.
It's Plainmoor.
Can't think of any of the crowds. The Meadow
it's from
Lane.
Crabble Sports Ground.
Crabble. I like the Crabble. Or Crabble.
John,
I already found that. It didn't last long, did it?
Apologised for it and then immediately did it.
Got
it's
it
like
wrong.
You hadn't. You didn't even really mean your apology.
I do like Crabble.
I had a great day. I had one of the best days in ages on Saturday. Absolutely brilliant day.
At Crabble.
It
sounds stupid.
Brilliant away day. I mean, it helps when you win, doesn't it?
Yeah.
That does help. But also, we could have won 3-1 and been 3-0 up, John.
Should have been 3-0 up.
We could have been 3-0 up and then they scored and it would have been, all right, well, there we are. A bit boring. But to win like we did was so brilliant.
I loved it.
To come back, not to come back, but to be one all ages and it be like, oh, this is going to be one of those days.
Here we go again, Roger.
Here it is.
More bloody...
Bloody hell.
What is it? 74. I'll be off, Brian. I think 74 minutes all gone. I know a...
That's me.
I know a lost cause and I see one.
There's only one result here. But look, that... It was a great performance on a bobbly pitch. Before the game, I saw them get off the coach, John. I was watching them get off the coach. And I went, Ben Winter said, I was talking to my son was there. I went, Ben Winter, they're responsible for one of the greatest moments of my life. As he walked past, big smile from Ben. I think it put him in the mood, John.
I think you just pepped them all up, didn't you?
Little
they
G
They got
up.
Off that coach with a spring in this, that they had a long hill to get up, but they sprinted up it with your words in their ear.
We get up the hill.
Yeah. Come on, boys.
Let's go. You ever seen the film, The Hill, John? The Hill? The Hill. Yes.
The Hill or the Mound?
It's called The Hill, I think. It's a war film.
No.
Sean Connery in it. It's
good. No, I've not seen
really
it.
Really good,
no.
John. Black and white. It's really good.
Okay.
What else about it? The pitch was bobbly, so couldn't be free-flowing. What a goal from Asa Hall.
Yes. Amazing goal. What a great goal. One of the best goals I've seen from a talkie player in the flesh. Cracker.
Just douche.
First, didn't even let it bounce.
Behind the now, here we go, John. I was behind the goal for that one.
Ah,
and then we moved round the side.
Yeah.
We said, felt a bit conspicuous cheering in that end.
Yes.
So we moved round to the side, sat in those seats, nothing happened. They were, of course, unlucky seats.
Well, that can happen, can't it? Yeah.
So we moved away
from
those.
Good thing we found, worked out where they were.
Exactly where they were. We know where not to sit next time. They were unlucky seats. Moved round. Great header from Joe Lewis. And it was right in front of us, John. And it's so beautiful, isn't it?
Yeah.
When it's right in front of you, like, you can see his face. You can't remember the moment exactly because it's so many synapses and blood going off in your head. Like, this is the thing you've wanted to see, you know?
Yeah.
It made me forget Ashton Gate just for 2 minutes, John. Just felt light and free.
Yeah.
Of all the terrible feelings. And just beautiful. What a great goal. Great celebration. Love Joe Lewis. And, you know, they bought Dan. What was brilliant was they bought Danny Wright on, and they were all dealing with Danny Wright at the front post, thinking he's the one who's going to get, or not the front post, the back post, I think he was. And they're thinking, oh, he's going to be the one. And then a proper team. We look like a proper team again with personality, John. That's all you want, isn't it? And then Stephen
Duke McKenna's
goal.
Who was absolutely shit for 10 minutes.
He was
terrible.
Couldn't play a pass, could he? Wouldn't run with the ball. He just ran out of position all the time. Couldn't do it. And then his goal was one of the oddest goals I've ever seen in my life. It was like the ref had blown up that everyone was offside. And he sort of just tapped it and it went in. And the keeper like did like half a dive. It was such a weird goal. No one really celebrated it.
It was really strange.
Really odd.
Like a funeral. Dover fans just packing up off home.
I do feel for them because it was all right, you know, the ground was all right.
A bit of a funereal atmosphere, wasn't it, in the ground, the Dover fans. It was like they were attending a wake.
I know you were working it, John, because you're in the media.
I was, yeah.
Unlike me, I don't go for fun, you just go for work. Got there and we went to the Cricketers, which was the pub nearest the ground. And it was lovely to see Alan Wills, who writes to us. That's nice, isn't it? Wasn't running 100 metres. and Jules Nixon was in there, bought him a pint of dark fruits, John.
He looked like he needed a drink.
He did. He looked thirsty.
Someone get that man a drink.
And Tom Kelly was in there and he FaceTimed Jane Kelly. And he told, now here's some news, John. He really grassed his mum up. Unbelievable. She'd chosen to go rugby, John.
Instead of the girls. Was one of the other Kellys, right? It wasn't.
It was Tom's other brother.
So she didn't go to like Twickenham, you know, or something like that. But
I think Tom was telling us with a view to doing her in on Foff of the Year.
It was a kneecapping from Tom Kelly.
Which also puts Tom Kelly out. There we are. That's just
first.
Maybe not out, but I'm just saying.
Slips to the bottom of the list.
That sort of thing doesn't work, John.
We'll remember that.
But it will be in the notes when it comes round to it.
In the mix.
How was your day, John?
I loved it. I think we should finish off this section with your new song about the crabble.
Oh, yes. Now, it does rely a little bit on calling it the crabble.
Oh, it does, doesn't it, really?
But there we are. It doesn't matter. What good is sitting alone in your room? Exactly. Come hear the music play. Come to the Crabble, Ray and Dave. Come to the Crabble, Ray.
Neither of them were there. Hang on. Because I didn't see you very much on Saturday. I saw you at halftime. I had a good catch-up with you.
I waved you in your glass box. It was like you were in a zoo.
I had a catch-up with you and Stanley, your son, and Tom. Rob, your brother, and Tom, great tracks. Lovely to catch up at halftime. Saw you briefly at the end, running down the hill to my car.
Yes.
You shouted something at me. Was there a sighting of Dave Thomas? Because you shouted
at
me,
Dave Thomas
spending his Netflix money. And then I worked out what it was. But it was like someone who had a really battered old Renault Clio.
I think
he
got a lift
like
from someone.
Him.
I don't know. It might not have been him.
But neither Ray nor Dave were there.
Away days are great days. Always the way. And absolutely brilliant. Going to try and go Wildston, John. That's the next
I'm
one.
I'm going to be there. Yeah,
Wildston away. Wildston away. Oh, Wildston away. Oh, Wildston away. Oh, Wildston away.
Shall we work out what's coming up on the podcast?
What's coming up, John? Done half of it. Done half the podcast.
We have done quite a lot of it, actually, yes. We've only got 39 minutes left of this studio booking.
So we better just get
better
on with it.
Better get on with it.
Yeah. What's on, John?
We've got some National League news.
News.
We've got news. Because lots of stuff happened on Saturday. There is games to look ahead to on Tuesday. We could do our incredibly popular predictions feature because we are recording on Tuesday. But as time of recording, they're all getting called off.
They're all cancelled.
Yeah.
All cancelled.
So I don't know if there's much point.
I do particularly like Dover are going to complain that one of the games has been called off, which is a pretty Dover move.
But also, is it
they're at home?
Is that Dover?
Yeah, they think it's fine. It can go ahead.
Oh, I see.
But Notts didn't want to travel.
Oh, well, didn't they get done over by Dover before? They got all the way down there.
That, you see,
so they thought we're not doing that.
There's
again.
A lot of tit for tat going on, isn't there?
Kingsland Woking also off at time of going to press.
Yeah, there we are.
Always wanted to say that.
Did you think your life, John, would lead to you in a professional capacity saying Kingsland v Woking is off?
At time of going to press, though, so let's caveat with that.
LinkedIn. Hey, there's a Kings Lynn fan at work.
No, there isn't.
Jake. TalkSport 2 Jake.
Oh, yeah, Jake Watson.
Yeah,
is he a Kings Lynn fan?
Kings Lynn fan.
He's a Leicester City fan, Kings nominally.
Lynn fan. Loves Kings Lynn.
Second
Come
team.
Come on, you Linux.
There's a few second teamers in this building, though. There's like Chelsea and Woking, Chelsea and Bournemouth. I don't think that counts.
He said he tried to get off with Lynn King. Said he met her on LinkedIn.
Did he really?
Yeah.
Catfish. what else we got? We got that. Terry Alderson's going to join us, isn't he? Comedian, Southend fan. Is that right?
I don't know if he's joining us, John. Oh, okay. I've not had a text back. Oh. I did ask him.
Okay.
Because I said I have a group with Lloyd Griffith and Terry Alderton.
Yes.
And I messaged them to say, any chance we could talk to you on Tuesday? Terry came back and said, yeah, that's fine. Lloyd said, oh, I'm busy. I'm in Paris. And I said, it's all right. I was only being polite, Lloyd. I only want to speak to Terry.
Oh, now Terry's airing us about, oh, okay.
But it's Southend Grimsby. But
it is, yeah.
I think he's forgotten, to be honest, John. You know, because Southend are the form team, John.
Terry's probably busy doing Chris Eubank somewhere.
You're good at that, John. You're very good at that. And some letters and...
Right, so we did some news.
Just some news, John.
Barnet 1, Wealdstone 3. Mm. Wealdstone smashed up the joint. Did you see that?
I read that, John, yes.
They went mad at the Hive. They won the game, took the 3 points, smashed up the lose.
Stickers everywhere.
Throwing stuff at the keeper.
Oh, the worst stuff as well.
I mean, it was the list of things that... Did he read that
I
on
the I read
the
list, John. Put that on your list. Not a great...
Obviously,
not
very,
great.
Very serious issue. But also, I mean, as the list got longer, it does say, without going into full details, I'd say
this
that...
This feels pretty comprehensive.
It was quite comprehensive, wasn't it? Pyrotechnics, drinking alcohol, multiple stewards threatened with violence, a full bottle thrown at the Barnet keeper, ceiling tiles ripped from the ceiling, every seat in the cubicle ripped off, hand gel and hand washing receptacles ripped from the wall, air conditioning ducting ripped from the area, electrical wiring pulled down, wall heaters in the away end toilets left on but with no lighting in the wet floor, serious fire hazard.
Sounds like a list my dad left me when I was a teenage boy.
Toilet area.
Wet towels on the bed. No petrol in the car to spot you borrowing it.
The toilet area and bar 66 covered in Wealdstone stickers. Every cubicle, large toilet rolls forced down them. Stadium seats damaged in some cases irreparably. Oh, and worst of all, a bottle and two other pieces of plastic thrown at Mr. Bumble.
Poor Mr. Bumble.
Mr. Bumble.
I'm assuming that's the bee mascot.
Yes.
And they lost 3-1.
And they lost 3-1.
And
bloody hell. Imera
with 11
of the season.
Amazing.
Yeah. Good
Brilliant.
On him.
Well done,
Good
Josh.
Lad.
Well
Please, done, Trim. Josh.
Please don't score in 2 weeks' time.
it's almost guaranteed, isn't it? I'd say.
Well, dreadful behaviour and
no, I wasn't
condoned.
Making light of that, but I
think you're making light of that, John.
A little bit too much
and I think you should
that.
Have a little word with yourself.
it was obviously Obs Dover 1, Torquay 3 at Crabble,
yes.
Which we've gone into in full detail. No need to talk about that anymore. Eastleigh 0, Yeovil 0. Oh, actually, going back to Barnet Wealdstone, by the way, did you see who got the assist for Umera's goal?
No.
Nick Tavares.
Devon. Must be missing an angel. Devon must be missing Brett Angel. Once upon a time. Once upon a time, we
Got
could have done that,
Brett
John.
Brett Angel, haven't you? When did he retire?
But once upon a time, we could have done that as a song.
Do you want to know when did Brett Angel cease to exist?
When is he still playing? Might still
he
play,
He can't
John.
Be. He was born in 1968. Last had a team, 2003.
Oh.
Yeah.
There we are.
It's a good, it's
good,
a good one, though.
It was a good one, was it,
Devon
John?
Must be missing
nice
Brett
bit of
Angel.
Knowledge.
What else happened there? Yeah, Dave won Torquay 3. Eastleigh 0, Yeovil 0. Yikes. Yeovil have been involved in a lot of very tedious games recently.
They've lost their striker, haven't they, John?
Really boring.
They've lost their main striker. They've lost their outlet.
Quiggers.
And they? Darren Sahl, he's not tidied his room. He's been grounded for a couple of weeks.
he's not been on the touchline, I don't think.
Been grounded, John.
My parents won't let me go.
They've caught him smoking. They made him smoke the whole pack. I want to smoke the whole pack.
I want to go to Eastleigh. Can't go, Darren.
But why can't I go on my own? You're too young.
I got the bus the other day. Not the same.
I can go into town on my own. Yeah, but...
Can't go all the way to Eastleigh, Darren.
No.
Grimsby 3, Aldershot 1.
What a result that was for
so
the old Grimsby.
Grimsby back on the horse.
Found some form.
Yeah, returning to winning ways there. Up to 8th now.
Aldershot, right. Drop in again.
I know, yeah, they've suddenly hit another sort of sticky patch, haven't they?
Mm-hmm.
So have Barnet.
What a shame for
Barnet
them.
Barnet are on appalling form.
Yep, till Saturday. Yes.
Kingsland 0, Altrincham 1. Ooh, great news well for did. Altrincham, Jean.
Well in, Jean. She and messaged me, actually.
I got an Instagram message from Daisy good. As well. Yes, well she done, was Daisy. Up there at looking out for Lynn King. Didn't see her, though.
Didn't see her. You can hear her.
Now, did you see... Now, was this in reference to Saturday's game? Kingsland are crowdfunding to get...
I did see this, John.
...to get a ban overturned. Is that
no,
right?
£850 ban because their players surrounded the referee.
Oh.
And they're trying to get a ban or a yellow card overturned and it's going to cost £850. And they've asked for £5 donations.
Help pay Tommy and the club's fine for complaining about the penalty that never was.
I shall never... I should not be donating to that, John.
And you're not. Well, I mean, that's a shame, isn't it?
Sad for me.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
What a big shame.
Very much a shame. Altrincham. But so yeah, I said, Altrincham. Safe. The bottom three is the bottom three, John.
Well, you'd hope so, wouldn't you? But still not looking too bright for them. But yes, a big win for Altrincham. Hopefully, we'll pull them away a little bit for Gene's sake, if nothing else. Weymouth 1, Chesterfield 1.
Oh, well. I mean, an interesting game, very much national leagued by Chesterfield. Poor old Shimanga. And if you look at the tackle, it's
not that bad, is it?
It's a 50-50 challenge. It's strong. He's obviously got his standing leg caught. And look, really, really sad for the player. But, I mean, unbelievable. Paul Cook must go. I have been ultimately, massively nationally. You turned up to a club that's got a 20-plus goal score by February. Easy peasy.
Nice easy promotion, I think.
Walk to promotion.
Pass it. Look, lads, just pass it to Shimanga. We'll go up.
Now,
yeah. Right.
Now they're relying on Scott Quigley.
To
fire them to the championship.
98th minute equaliser from Weymouth.
But they might still do it. And they might find some money and more money and be able to buy someone else or get someone else. But what a kick in the teeth. Very reminiscent of Torquay United last season, John, losing Danny Wright on Boxing Day.
Very much
when
so.
When we were flying. I don't know if you remember.
I do, sadly, yes. Does everybody know about Paul Cook's two voices? They must do.
Let's hear it, John. Why not?
Probably have the best spell in the game that we have. Create probably 3 or 4 clear-cut chances. They have to score. And unfortunately for us, we do. You know, and when you give goals away, it puts pressure on you the other end.
That's one person.
It fails to make me laugh.
That's just one person.
What's the same bloke? That's absolutely ridiculous. Yeah, we're a bit unlucky. And,
then Shimanga broke his leg, and then because
like
he's the 98th minute.
Ventriloquist. Get back in the box.
I don't want to get back in the box.
And now we've got to rely on Scott Quigley's goals, and he only ever scores 5 a season.
He does score 5 a season. Oh, Terry Alderton can do it.
Oh.
Give him a ring, John.
Right.
Let's give him a ring. Let's give old Tell a ring.
I'm Woking 2 Southend 3.
Lovely.
Which leads us nicely on to.
Beautiful bit of form.
Terry Alderton.
Terry Alderton. Here we go.
The National Obsession.
Terry Alderton on the line, John. Can
yes.
you believe it? Live and
what
direct.
A treat.
Well, it's the Hyperman set.
He's back. what a difference a day makes, eh?
Now you've found some form. You've said you'll talk to us again.
A lot of things have changed since we last spoke. A lot of things. Stan's coming. John Steele's coming. Kev's taken over. Kev Mayer and Ben Lowe and what have you. So
Darren Curry.
It's all good. Of course, Darren. I forgot about. Sorry, Darren. Yeah, Darren. Yeah, and so it's those three coming in as the. Well, we're just looking for D'Artagnan now, aren't we? But it's all good. Some of the lads, a couple of injured players come back. Of course, they've got a few in now. It's a difference when they bring a few in. And I think from what I'm gathering, you know, bringing Stan kicking people up the backside and John Steele around, and I think they're scouting and what have you. Got a couple of good kids in and. Watch this space.
You need to know the level, don't you, Terry? That's the thing. That's what I said to you at the beginning of the season, is you don't know the level. You haven't got people in who know the level.
No.
And you've learnt. You need to know the level. And it's horrible. It's a horrible level.
It's a very tough... I think it's really interesting. A case in point was West Ham struggling, or should I say, I'm going to take it away from Kiddie, but, Kiddie played really well. But what I don't think those Premier League boys realise, it's all rough and tumble down here. There's no standing off and waiting for a lovely pass.
No.
I mean, it gets stuck in. And I think as you go down the league, it gets more and more gets stuck in, doesn't it? You
The players want it more. The players want it because it's their livelihood.
Yeah.
The food's getting taken off their table. They're not on 20 grand, 50 grand, no. 100 grand a week, you know.
No. And so there it is. And it's quite mad that, you know, only 4 weeks ago, I think we were 500-1 to win the league.
Mm.
And now we
won't win the league.
No, you're
we
up to
win
12.
The league, but if you do the math, so, and of course I'm going to do this because I'm an idiot, right? But if you take from Chesterfield, let's say they were top, right? I know they've dropped down now, but
yeah.
let's take that as us getting the 3 points. That would put us 14 points behind top then.
Yeah.
14 points is doable, though,
yeah.
isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely.
It is if other teams aren't on a run. And you've got to remember that
all to play, though, Charlie Baker. We've got the ball to play.
You can sneak into the playoffs.
Well, you've got
absolutely.
All the top teams to play, have you?
Yeah, we have. Yeah.
We could be playoffs, definitely. Yeah,
absolutely.
Playoffs. As I said, as I've always said, you in this division, you can be till February and then you just put a run of games together and you can get in the playoffs no trouble.
Am I right in saying that the top two and three play off and then they play off against four to seven or whatever it is?
So what happens is top one goes up, two and three get home ties in a semi-final. The next four play each other in a sort of playoff to get into the semi-final. And whoever's the highest team. So
fifth place, sixth.
And then so fifth are at home and fourth are at home.
So it's a double playoff then?
Double playoff if you're in four, five,
like
six or seven.
Eliminator.
That's a real pain if you come second by like 40 points, isn't it?
Imagine that, Terry. Imagine if that happened last season. It'd be a real pain, wouldn't it?
I just realised. It'd
be a real pain if that happened. And also you were like within touching distance and some of the points got taken away from you because Dover decided not to finish the league. Yeah. What pain that would be.
I got a good 20 minutes without thinking about it. It's fine.
I didn't even mean that. It's quite funny. I said to Tim Vine, because he's a Sutton fan.
Oh, I know, yeah.
And then I said, it's amazing. SUFC are going up and SUFC are going down. And he's going to me, what are you talking about? And then the next he goes, I've just realised. Yes, you just realised, haven't you?
Hey, and you know you played last game of the season to decide who's in the playoffs, don't you, Terry?
I don't know who the last game of the season is. No,
it's the mighty,
I'm not looking to know.
The
you
mighty
do know that.
Yellows, the mighty Gulls.
I'm not playing you, am I?
It's the mighty Gulls, last game of the season. Imagine that, Terry. If it's all on that to get in the playoffs, you or us.
Well, I think we've done it to you before, so that means we'll lose because I think we sent you down once, didn't we?
No, we won the league. We won promotion at your place.
That's what it was. But it's such a long time ago, though, without being sarcastic. It is.
Yeah.
I think Helen was even on telly then.
Oh, you never know.
She was.
So what's the main thing? Have you been going?
I have been going, but not... I'll tell you what it is. The first few months of it, me and my son, we sound like really bad fans, and judge me as you will, but I felt that I couldn't... It was like having a dog for 30-odd years, right? Mm. And then that dog had poorly, you know, got poorly and gone a bit senile and lost its back legs, and then you go and watch a man hit it with a stick for 90 minutes, and I just found it really hard, but now...
I mean, in some parts of South End, that is seen as a good Friday night out. that dog hitting man.
Yeah, the dog stick man. He's the best. He's around South End all the time.
Let's not talk about football anymore. Are you gigging, Terry? Are you on the road? You're about to go on tour.
Touring from April. It's an ongoing thing. So if you're thinking, well, why aren't you coming here? As I'm getting a lot of tweets,
I
am coming there. It's just because there's been such a backup on theatres, you know, because of the COVID. I'm having to sort of slip in and move around a bit, which is good for me because I don't want to go do a block of 30. So I'll just be popping out basically and having a laugh.
Are you like like the National League touring the worst towns in England?
I'll be touring, yes, I imagine. Yeah, I mean, that's for them to decide, not me, if their town's worse. I made that mistake in Wolverhampton once, and I made comment to the guy who ran the theatre, and he went to me, yes, and my home.
Foot in your mouth.
I didn't mean to do that. No disrespect to Wolverhampton. So I'm touring and I'm doing a podcast, which is taking me.
Thank goodness for that.
So I am doing one and it's called Bear With Me. And when it's out, I'll come on and tell you. But it should be, I'm doing six, of which I've done two, because they take an age to do, because it's all me doing all the characters and finding all the sounds and doing the whole production.
That
so, but it is funny, and I do like it, and I'll let you know when it's out.
Sorry, Terry, you missed it. I said, that sounds dreadful, and I didn't mean it, but I don't want you to... I don't.
I thought it sounded really good.
Terry, so... that sounds terrible. So I can't believe that I'm actually saying it is actually good. I reckon
it'll be brilliant, Terry, because everything you touch is brilliant. I think you're a hilarious, hilarious man and a lovely person. I hope Southend don't go up though. So, speak to you soon. Not this season. Maybe next season. Love you, Terry. See you soon. Bye. You're listening to the National Obsession.
The National Obsession.
You're listening to the National Obsession, and it's time for Letters from a Listener. When you go,
hold on. Why didn't that play?
When you go, will you send back a letter from a listener? Any letters, John?
I just had to fade up the Proclaimers microphones.
Very nice.
Just next door.
Very nice.
They do that live every week.
I know, it's amazing they come
just
in.
Just that
us.
Little. 10 seconds as well.
During the pandemic and everything.
Don't want to do the whole song.
Just that bit.
Don't want to do the whole no more.
No. Gas name, no more. Which we will one day.
No more.
In the final ever National Obsession.
I think the live show. Maybe we sign
maybe,
off,
yeah,
do the
we
whole
put
thing.
It in Solihull, no more. Barrow, Lewis. No more.
Lewis does kind of work.
It is. It works. The Isle of Lewis.
And Lewis FC.
And Concord Rangers FC.
Concord
no more. Any letters, John?
The time to do it was when we got promoted from the National South, wasn't
remember
it?
Remember that? What a great...
More.
Do you know what? Dover away on Saturday reminded me of that.
It was
I think that's what
unsegregated
that's what was
nonsense.
So beautiful about it. Utter football nonsense.
Come on, then.
Come on, John.
Letters time. Kelvin Aplin. Says, hello, fellas on the ice.
Hey, Kelvin.
I haven't written for a while for two reasons. One, I have nothing interesting to report.
Well, it doesn't stop most people, Kelvin.
Two, I've... yes, because I'm on the other week that was just an up just
general
saying hello.
Update.
And two, I've just returned from exile, Batman style, after my FOF Games exit. You did exit the FOF Games,
did,
Kelvin.
Oh, there we are, Kelvin. Yeah. Back in for next year, though,
maybe
remember?
Maybe in the new Batman film, Kelvin. Maybe that's it. Another, that's what we needed.
Yes.
Yeah, another Batman film.
As I said,
film.
It is the title of the new Batman film. Another fucking Batman film.
It's good to... It's gone a little while with that. What is it? Another a year or two without
Who
one?
Who gives a shit? What is it? This time it's dark or something. This time it's doing some jokes with rebooting it. Who cares? Shut up.
Anyway, says Kelvin, imagine my surprise...
There are other stories.
There are some other stories. Imagine my surprise to hear mine and my brother's names mentioned in a letter from Alan Wills.
Oh, Alan.
Remember Alan mentioned Kelvin because he remembered he'd gone to judo. As a youngster with Kelvin,
yes,
being
nice.
Thrown over...
Oh, yeah. Over his shoulder. Wabaga.
Indeed, my brother Kurt and I did do judo at the Torquay Apollo Judokai in the 1980s, and I did reach the heights of blue belt before my retirement in 1987 at the age of 16. Apologies, though, as neither Kurt nor I can remember Alan. Mate,
well,
Alan
is sad, isn't it?
Sort of fancy.
So Alan's a lovely man. I met him Saturday. He's
I
a very
Alan
nice
a wave.
Man. Yeah.
Alan waved for my plastic
very
box.
Very nice. He didn't try and do any judo on me.
I have to come up to you and just go, BAM! Put you on the floor.
Just lifted me up. Doosh! Get out of that!
You're just lying on the steps of the Crabble.
Alan,
help!
Leave me, Alan. Not the Crabble. Crabble. That it's Crabble! It's not the Crabble!
It's Crabble! Put you through the window of the cricketers. Anyway, he says, how about setting up a FOFS reunited? So, old FOFS.
I think you can just
together.
Do that yourself. Message each other on Twitter. Very nice.
There you go. You've done it. Well done, Kelvin. What a good email. Thank you very
Lovely
much.
Lovely, Kelvin. Thank you.
Gary Head.
Says, Gaz.
On the ice, Gaz Head. Hello. He says, John, I really enjoyed your co-commentary on the Dover game. I particularly enjoyed a sentence that everyone can agree with. You can always rely on Sean McDonald to run around like a lunatic trying to retrieve the ball for goal kicks.
Yeah.
Says Gary Gaz Head, FOF 43. Well, thank you very much,
thank
Gary.
You.
And yes, he does run around like a lunatic.
Nice That's... bit of... Love the show, Steve. There
it
for
was
you,
a bit,
it,
wasn't it? I probably shouldn't have read that
no,
out.
No, of course you can read that out. It's lovely, John.
I didn't pre-read
what
that.
Do you like that John does? Let us know.
It was Love the Show, wasn't it?
Love the Show, Steve. Factoids.
Yeah, woman. She's not alive.
Go on. Yeah, lovely. You were very good, John. You're always very good on the radio.
I wasn't there fishing for compliments.
Oh, well.
Mark Ridley.
Nelson.
Newton. Nelson.
Nelson and Ridley.
Nelson.
Back to judo. Oh, no, wrestling, isn't it? Nelson. Half Nelson. Newton. Yes.
Nelson, just listen to last week's podcast and the unusual way in which John analysed the National League results by repeatedly blowing his nose. It's this level of detail you don't get on Sky's Monday Night Football. In fact, if John is similarly infected in the near future, can we have a Snotts County special?
Wow.
On the ice, Mark Ridley.
What a beautiful Knotts County. Snotts County,
Snotts
more like.
Snotts County, more like.
Whoa.
Well, Mark, it would be taken into consideration.
Very nice, Newton.
Snotts County.
Very nice.
Michael Tobin gets in touch. Now,
you?
I don't remember hearing from Michael before, but I'm quite prepared.
I think we might have heard once from Michael.
According to this brief search, this is Michael Tobin's first email.
Michael,
welcome.
On the ice to you.
Welcome along, Michael. Good to have you with
on
us.
On the ice.
He says, on the ice, post the Dover versus Goals game, I thought it was appropriate to share with you a random interaction with Neville Southall.
Oh, lovely.
On the promenade between Deal and Kingsdown on the Kent coast while I was out running in 2001.
Oh.
He was the Dover manager
at the
time.
Dover manager, yeah,
he was out walking his dog. I shouted at him, "You're the best thing that's ever happened to Torquay United."
Yes.
He could not have looked more confused, probably due to the location and having spent most of his life being idolised by Everton and Wales fans. Well, you say that. I met Neville.
Loves the club.
In a pub in Cardiff during the Euros. And he loves Torquay.
Loves the club.
He's well aware of how loved he is.
I think what it is, if people shout stuff at you in the street, then it is quite confusing, isn't it?
Yeah,
I reckon. Who was running? It was
Michael Tobin.
It was Michael was running. It wasn't Big Nev running.
I don't think it was.
I don't think it was Big Nev.
Big Nev wasn't out for a run.
Do you think Big Nev introduced the courtesy car up the hill to the crap? Up the hill to Crabble.
Crabble.
It's Crabble, John.
Yeah, it is Crabble.
It's Crabble.
They did have the courtesy golf cart, didn't they? It was nice.
They did.
Nice touch.
Do you think Big Nev introduced that when he was the manager?
Yeah, get me a golf cart.
And I'm walking up there.
Some sort of travelator or something.
Yeah. And I'm walking up the hill to Crabble. Crabble.
Crabble. It's the Crabble. Alan Wills.
Alan
Wills. Now, hold on a sec.
Oh, is this letters, John?
Email
three?
Number. I've typed
well,
in Alan Wells.
Well, I will just
Alan
say,
Wills.
I don't care how many. It
this is
because,
letter three.
Well, having met Alan on Saturday and having a lovely chat with him, he'd have got a FOF number anyway.
Yeah.
Jugung.
Kajun.
Kajugugung. What number is he, John? Oh, my God.
Look.
One day I'll just reach over the desk. Grab you. That'll be the end of the podcast.
Kelvin Appleton to come and judo floor me. I think he's 56, but I'm not 100% certain. I'll clarify that and get back to you next week.
Okay. Alan. But he's got a chicken.
It's you're a FOF holding number 56. I will check that.
Okay.
Though. Could be 55. I know Jules Nixon's 54.
Is he?
I feel like we moved him up to 55 because of another clerical error. I can't.
No.
I'm going to check. Alan, welcome.
Welcome,
anyway,
Alan.
Alan, welcome.
Whatever number
Alan
you are.
Welcome. He says on the ice, what a lovely day out at Dover on Saturday for the yellow. I mean, there were a number of highlights for the few of us making the journey from Berkshire and North Hampshire. An unscheduled comfort stop deep in the Kent countryside. I think I've done very well.
Kent countryside is a tough one.
Where a flock of sheep mistook Jules Nixon for their farmer and excitedly stampeded towards the gate.
Do you know what?
If I was
casting a farmer, I would
Jules.
Very much. Very good.
The cricketer's pub having a quiet drink and a certain Charlie Baker sticking his face up to the window.
Yep.
Did you actually stick your face up to the window?
Face at the window is quite scary, isn't it? Yeah, I just saw them in there and gave it a face at the window. Aggressive.
Anyway, the friendly and relaxed atmosphere in the unsegregated ground where you could change ends at halftime. Yes, again, not seen that since the National League South, really. Joe Lewis running to the Yellow Army after his bullet header.
Yes.
Looking forward to the next two. Play more games. Come on, Yellows. Cheers, Alan.
Come on,
Wills.
You Yellows.
Good
Alan,
old Alan.
On the ice, Alan, and welcome
to the club, my friend.
Guys.
You're in. Now, here is another letter, number three.
Oh.
Neil Hassel.
On the ice, Neil.
On the ice,
here
Neil.
You come.
Let's see. He's winding up to it. Let's see if he gets there. On the ice. And thank you for reading out my email in podcast 169 last week.
Thank you for putting a number on it, actually, Neil.
Very good, yeah.
But I do think that is a little bit reminding us how to find how many letters.
I think you'll find. If you go back and have a look.
Yeah.
Concerning my winless run of games at Playmore. Yes, because do you remember, he hadn't seen a win for a long time. He bought tickets for Wrexham.
I remember Neil now.
I write again to clear up a small and uncharacteristic admin problem that came up. That was the second of two emails I have sent and have read out. 100% success rate.
Well done, Neil. Are you saying you've sent in two? And this is the third one,
I think,
Neil.
He just wanted to
and
draw
also,
our attention
the third
to that.
Email appears to be about the other two emails.
Anyway, he says, the wife and I have broken our ducks with a 1-0 home win, which we enjoyed a lot more than the bloke a few rows in front of us who kept jumping up and down and shouting. Other supporters around us kept telling him to sit down, Phil. Bloody hell!
Bloody hell, Phil!
His mood wasn't improved when I told him at the end, bloody M5 shut, Phil.
Oh,
I know it was only a lowly Welsh team, but it's a start, says Neil Hassel.
Well done, Neil.
Very good. What do we reckon?
He sent in the requisite letters, John, yep. And there he is. Way. He's off number 57.
Ka-dunch.
On the ice to you, Neil.
Well done, Neil.
Welcome.
He's
congratulations.
We think you're 57. I'll get back to you all in due course.
Too much hassle.
Oh, it is a lot. To be fair, it's a lot of hassle.
A whole life of that, John. Isn't he? He's had a whole
hassle,
life. He's had a whole life of that.
Neil, it just feels like too much hassle.
You just get what a hassle. A whole life of it. Poor man. Neil's... deserves the FOF number just for having a whole life of that.
Neil's autobiography is definitely what a hassle.
Yeah. Not if it's any hassle.
I don't want to be too much hassle. It is on the front cover.
Just letting them really sparkly.
Stop me if it's too much hassle.
Live.
I think that's it.
That's it, is it, John? That's all the letters? Lot. Hey, welcome to the new FOFs. Do let us know if you would like to write to us. No, just write to us. How do people write to us, John?
If you'd like to write to us, nationalobsession@gmail.com.
Yes, that's how you can write to us. Or you can find us on Twitter @NatObsPod and leave us on iTunes a 5-star review and write some nice things. That's always good.
Someone did come up to me.
Oh.
And I didn't catch who it was, so apologies. John. It's one of the FOFs. You asked about when the tea towels were going to be available.
Yes, I a couple of people.
I think
me about
we do
that.
Need to.
They will be done.
Yeah,
it's just very busy at the moment. I'm waiting to move house, John, which is I know it's been going on forever, and I've been talking about that for about 4 years. But once we've moved house, we'll do many, many things.
Yes,
which will be in the next 4 weeks. So whoop-de-doo for me. First world problems, but tea towels will be available by the end of the season.
Thy tea towels will be done.
At some point. Enjoy your National League football. Come on, you Yellows. Let's beat Barnet.
Yes.
Let's beat Borehamwood. Let's yes. beat Wealdstone. Let's yes. get 9 more points from the rest of February. And good luck to some other teams as well.
Probably.
But not all of them.
Yeah.
On the ice!
On the ice!
The National Obsession with John Cadogan and Charlie Baker.